March 11, white raiment required. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment, and he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? Matthew 22:11-12. By the wedding garment in the parable is represented the pure, spotless character which Christ's true followers will possess. To the church it is given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, Revelation 19:8. The fine linen, says the Scripture, is the righteousness of saints, Ephesians 5:27. It is the righteousness of Christ, His own unblemished character, that through faith is imparted to all who receive Him as their personal Savior. The white robe of innocence was worn by our first parents when they were placed by God in Holy Eden. But when sin entered, they severed their connection with God, and the light that had encircled them departed. Nothing can man devise to supply the place of his lost robe of innocence. Only the covering which Christ Himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of His own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repenting, believing soul. This robe, woven in the loom of heaven, has in it not one thread of human devising. Christ in His humanity wrought out a perfect character, and this character He offers to impart to us. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. Everything that we of ourselves can do is defiled by sin, but the Son of God was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin, 1 John 3:5. By His perfect obedience, He has made it possible for every human being to obey God's commandments. When we submit ourselves to Christ, the heart is united with His heart. The will is merged in His will. The mind becomes one with His mind. The thoughts are brought into captivity to Him. We live His life. This is what it means to be clothed with the garment of His righteousness. Then as the Lord looks upon us, He sees not the fig leaf garment, not the nakedness and deformity of sin, but His own robe of righteousness, which is perfect obedience to the law of Jehovah.